Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Grim to shuttle. Report.
We're here, Grim. Had to land
here.
You're listening to The Hyacinth Disaster, written by David Carlson. Part 7.
My travel agent. Finch, run diagnostics. You got it.
What are you doing?
Contacting station. We're out of options.
Are you kidding me?
If we don't, we could be dead before we even get a chance to make the deal.
And what, we just send the data to corporate and trust them to fill their end of the bargain? There's a reason we were going to do this face to face.
I'm with Finch on this one. As soon as you fix whatever's wrong with the shuttle, pick me up and we'll get out of here.
Diagnostics are done. I think we can handle this, Blue.
Fine. Well, wait. What's the damage?
Looks like the starboard lateral nav thrusters are shot.
I thought it felt sluggish. I can compensate if you tune the dorsal and ventral thrust a bit. Anything else we need to fix?
I mean...
anything else we can fix?
Nope.
Alright, so she might as well be fresh off the line.
If we can get away from the rock, we'll make it back to station. That's more or less certain.
That's not what certain means, Finch.
Demote me, then.
Done.
Okay. Ventral and dorsal are set to give you a bit of list support if you need it.
Alrighty, keep it up and I'll promote you. Strapped in?
Hang on. Yep.
Grim?
Shoot.
We're coming for you. Hold on.
To what exactly?
Your unconquerable soul, I guess.
Damn it, I knew I forgot to pack something.
Finch, go for launch.
Train claws unlocking. Confirm release?
Confirm. 5 meters out. Taking this slow. How's the radar?
Looking fine. Nothing our way yet.
Good. Powering nav thrusters. 10 meters out. Adjusting vector. Lana, this thing handles worse than a Merc. Firing thrusters.
Hard to port, Blue!
our way!
From where?
I can't... Everywhere!
Pulling them out!
Landing claws, now!
Ready!
Secured to surface! Conker. Any other damage?
Running Diogs.
Grim to shuttle, what's going on?
Debris forced us back down, Grim. We tried. Trying to figure this out. Stand by.
That's not good.
What?
Radio was just damaged. I'm starting to think you were right about contacting station. Maybe we should do that before comms fail entirely.
Let me see. Yeah, that's not gonna work. Our amplifier's been hit. No way our comms will reach station now. Okay. We're stuck on a weird reactive rock. Our comms won't reach station, so we can't make the deal for them to pay for Ember's release. Hyacinth is practically derelict. Am I missing anything?
Well, but I've got an itch on my back that I can't reach.
Can we reach Hyacinth with comms?
One sec. Barely, for now.
Can you relay through it?
I should be able to. Hang on.
I've got less than 30 minutes of air left, if anyone cares.
We'll get you, Grim.
Hyacinth's long comms are powered down. Let me try a command link.
A what?
I'll need to take over the whole ship from here.
What's left of the poor girl, anyway?
Yeah, I'm gonna miss her.
Aha! I got it! Wow, these systems are freaking out. She's really taken a pelting. Life support is down, half the ship has lost atmosphere. Engines are barely functioning.
Well, we don't need to move her.
Yeah. Checking comms. Oh. That figures.
What?
Seems the computer sent long comms into software maintenance when we left the ship. Figured it was in port.
So we're hamstrung by an automated update check?
Got it. Shuttle comms are linked through Hyacinth, but there's no telling if they'll last.
Yeah, let's get it over with.
Here goes. Bluetooth. This is Famke Heinz of the MRS Hyacinth. Station, do you copy? Station?
Station, we copy. ETA at 7-3305.
ETA, never.
Repeat.
I said ETA, November Echo, Victor Echo Romeo.
I don't follow. Where is Captain Hines?
He's dead.
Repeat.
He's dead, Station. He's dead because we're out here trying to help ransom the Corvus.
What the hell is going on? Where are you located?
Oh, we'll get to that.
The crew of the Corvus were killed in an
Along with its captain, Ember Roth, and its crew of 52 people, we are holding the vessel pending monetary compensation for the several loads of mineral wealth it delivered from the asteroid to you before we caught them. Sound familiar, Station? Station? Conk!
What?
Seems they don't want to hear it. Fine. Send them the data, Finch.
Pardon?
Not the location, just the initial scans and the squealer's confirmation. I forgot, we have to speak their language.
Sent.
Wait for it. And...
Station to MRS Hyacinth. Hyacinth, come in.
Blue?
Shh. No reason to rush.
Actually, I can think of several.
Shh!
Station to Hyacinth, please respond.
There it is. Oh, hello, Station.
Where did you get these scans?
Like I said, we'll get to that. First, I need you to relay this communication to someone more important than you.
I am authorized to negotiate.
So you know what I'm after, do you? And clearly corporate does too. I'm guessing you're trying to scan for us now, huh? Well, too bad. I have disabled all homing beacons. Dangerous, of course. Would be a shame if something happened to us before we could tell you which of the 90 bajillion featureless rocks you've surveyed is a record-shattering gold mine.
We are prepared to buy this information if it is real. We've always been open to paying fairly for resources found by our independent contractor.
Well, that's good to hear. Excellent. I'll get back to you with a price. Hyacinth out. Well, thoughts?
That sounded great. You, left out one or two minor details.
I'm not going to tell them.
Blue.
I wouldn't care if this rock, whatever it is, was a gateway to hell. Corporate can figure it out for themselves.
But it won't be corporate finding that out. It'll be miners, like us. They don't deserve to get killed.
It'll be miners no matter what, though. Even if corporate knows this place is dangerous, they're going to send people. We know that much about them.
Okay, but if we make it clear what's happening, they'll probably send a couple warships, too. If only to keep equipment losses down. Anyone working here will have a much better chance.
Grim, back me up.
Sorry. Can't.
We can't be like them, Blue.
Fine. Hyacinth to station. Come in.
Hyacinth, this is station.
When you commence operations on this asteroid, you should send a couple warships in advance.
Confirm, Hyacinth? You said warships?
You know, those thingies that are a lot like regular spaceships, but made of guns and bombs.
Explain.
Do I have to?
Blue.
Station, this asteroid has exhibited highly unusual seismic properties. As we approached it, everything seemed normal. But as we continued probing, it started...
Started what?
Responding.
Responding? How so?
Initially, just quakes. A fissure opened up and we lost our squealer. Had to retrieve the data at the cost of two lives.
Just a fissure?
Negative. Our surviving exo was caught in some sort of debris storm and suffered some damage. Not too long ago, large pieces of the asteroid have broken off and seem to fly directly at our ship. At least, they were not following any sort of orbital mechanics I've ever seen.
Your ship is damaged?
We were able to evade. Only one minor impact. Captain Hines was killed in the hit.
And you are sure this happened in response to your work?
No, Station! I'm not sure of anything. I'm telling you what happened. We drilled and scanned and set off a few explosive devices, and each time it seemed the rock responded. I don't know why. Do you?
Hi, Sim. Stand by.
Miss Hines, we are very sorry for the loss of your brother. He contributed much to this company.
Oh, thank you, Station. I appreciate it. Did you know him? He was a pain in the ass, but we are nonetheless sorry.
Well, that's certainly true. And let's not forget Argus and Dreadnought.
Certainly, Hines. Good men both. We will remember them.
That's very kind, Station. Thank corporate for me, will you?
So, just one minor impact, eh?
The last thing they need to know is that we're in trouble. No need to give them bargaining ideas.
Fair enough. But let's hope we don't actually, you know, need their help.
I'd prefer death.
Well, I don't like them either, but I'd like to live through this, if possible. Don't give up, please.
Yeah, we got you, Grim.
Or we could just transmit to the nearest outpost and ask for help. Himmelberg is barely 30 minutes away. Or hell, scan for any friendlies that might be nearby.
If we tell any friendly ships where we are, that'll automatically log in their systems and corporate won't need us anymore.
Okay, well, bottom line is we will probably need someone to come get us.
Not yet. I think I know how to get off this horrible
station
thing.
Station to Hyacinth.
This is Hyacinth. Go ahead, Station.
Are you prepared to negotiate?
I suppose so.
What amount do you request?
We would have been happy to see you give Temple what he asked to return Captain Ember with their ship. But we've gone through hell today, and too many people have died to let you off so easy.
Who died?
My brother. My brother, a friend. Two friends, you scum-sucking... I just told you this. Why am I even surprised?
My condolences.
We're out, Station. Me, Finch, and Grim. We're out. And you're paying for it. $1 billion each. Plus, you're going to negotiate with Temple for the release of the Corvus. And we're not sending you the coordinates until we hear from Ember herself.
$1 billion each? Done. We are not acknowledging the capture status of the Corvus. It is presumed destroyed with its crew.
What?
We'll deposit the money in your account as soon as you send us the data. Hyacinth, the data?
Station? Kreicht de Zichter.
What are you doing?
Not dealing with them!
Hyacinth, please respond. Station to
Blue,
Hyacinth.
This won't change anything. We need to get Ember back. Just take the money. It's more than enough to ransom her ourselves.
Hyacinth, we will pay you each $5 billion.
$5 billion?
I knew something was up.
Hyacinth, please respond.
So they're agreeing to the deal and you're jamming them?
I don't like the deal. Don't you think it's a bit weird Station is gung-ho to give us 5 times as much as we asked for? Without bargaining, no questions? They clearly want this rock.
Isn't that the point? What are we missing?
Station, or the corporate handlers, whatever, know exactly what this rock is, why it's acting weird. And they seem really eager to get it. Enough that it's worth $15 billion.
So? Give it to them!
So I'm sick of them, and I'm sick of them getting what they want by just throwing money at it. Whatever this asteroid actually is, it's giving them too much, and I'm not doing it.
What about Ember?
Don't worry, we'll get her, and it won't be as easy as money for corporate this time. Temple, Commander Temple, this is Famke Hines of the MRS Hyacinth. We wish to negotiate the release of Ember Roth and her crew.
Well, this is getting interesting.
Temple! I know you're there. This is the frequency you sent in the file. Pick up, Conker Liar!
I hope you know what you're doing.
I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm shoving corporate self-interest up its own...
Hyacinth, this is Temple.
What's up, you weeping sore?
That's a good start.
Yeah, well, I have a way with words.
I'm more interested in money.
We've got better.
You're not from Helysis, are you? Why are you contacting me? Captain Roth doesn't have time for this.
Oh, you'll be releasing her soon enough.
For what? Insults don't cut it.
This.
Consider negotiations opened. This is quite the find.
We're offering this against the safe return of Ember, her crew, and her ship. And while you're at it, compensate her for the loss of her time and cargo.
That's all you want?
Do you have $5 million lying around? We'd like to leave this profession for good.
That depends.
On what?
You haven't mentioned whose territory this rock is in. Is it in the belt?
Jovian Lagrange 4.
It's a Greek object. That is inconvenient.
But you're going to take it.
It's obviously valuable,
valuable?
But...
This rock could fund your operations for years.
Or start a war.
That's on you.
Bullshit. You want one to happen. Why?
For the same reason you're talking to me and not my employers. They've been pretending Corvus was lost with its crew and that you were lying about them being alive.
I see.
And I hate them for it. And I hate you for causing this mess. And I figured I could hurt your company and my employers with one go this way. You might be sneaky, but eventually you'll get caught, and there'll be loads of fighting. Especially when they backtrace your ships to this rock.
Well, now you're just telling me your whole diabolical plan.
Doesn't matter what I say. You're still going to risk it for this rock.
Yes, I suppose we will.
And how will I know that you'll actually release the Corvus?
I'll send you the money first, in good faith.
I'll send you an account.
Got it. And done. $5 million. The data?
If you back out on us, Temple...
That rock is worth more than 100,000 ransoms. I've no desire to keep useless prisoners. You'll hear Captain Roth hail you from her ship in a few minutes.
Sending data... now.
What's happening?
I don't know what's going on. Hang on. It looks like Hyacinth's Longcom shut down again. And it's not responding to the command line anymore.
Did the transmission go through?
I don't know.
If it failed, Temple will assume we stiffed him for the money.
Conker! Grim, how far away is the outpost again?
Yeah, Himmelberg? It's about 30 minutes away in the shuttle.
30 minutes? Okay. We'd only need to get halfway there before the shuttle comms can reach it. We should be able to relay them.
That's assuming we can even leave.
I'm open to suggestions!
I think you've already got it.
What?
You connected to the command line of the entire Hyacinth, right? Not just comms?
Yeah, so?
So, if this asteroid responds to attack, tell the missus to launch any remaining probes, random crap, whatever. We can probably slip the shuttle out.
That's a big risk, Finch. There'll be a lot of junk flying around. If it doesn't work, I don't think we can take any more hits in this thing. We're dead.
We need to confirm Temple got the transmission or Ember's dead. And her whole crew. It's worth it.
All right.
Wait, if Hyacinth comms only shut down, why don't we just get there and see if we can fix them?
Because we can't take off without a distraction. And even if we could, the Hyacinth would be the target with us on it.
Ah.
Okay, Finch, strap in. We're gonna be moving fast. Graham, you may have to jet into our hold. We don't have time for this to be perfect.
I've got one good burst of fuel. Maybe two.
Just be ready.
Born so.
Hyacinth is pretty damaged, but I can launch three more probes and probably eject the bottom four smithies into the asteroid. Should cause a ruckus.
Go for it.
Here we go. First missile away.
I see it. There's two.
Yeah, two away. And missile three away.
Burst will impact any second. Holy. That's a lot of C4.
Finch, any seismic activity? Never mind. Ejecting Smithy 1. Radar?
No movement yet.
All missiles impacted. Directing Smithy 1 to crash.
Oh, man. That's expensive.
Grimp, shh! Ejecting Smithy 2.
There we go! I can, with absolute certainty, declare this thing responds to attack. Pieces from everywhere moving toward the Hyacinth.
Thanks, old girl. Sorry we had to say goodbye like this.
Things are getting a little dicey up here.
Finch, release clamps.
Done.
All right.
That's Grim. Dead ahead.
Okay, gonna do a good burst. Radar?
Some of the smaller bits are just hitting the misses.
Firing!
Kilometer.
Yeah. Gonna do a quick retrograde. Now! One or two more short bursts should slow us to 8 meters per second.
I can't wait. I'm angling for you. Ready to jet as soon as... Damn it!
Grim!
Oh, nah. Yeah, I'm okay. I got hit pretty hard. The exo took the brunt of it, though. I'm completely spinning out of control. I can't tell where anything
is. That's okay. I can still see you. Adjusting course.
Yeah. All I want is one good day. Is that too much?
Got some larger bits coming up on port.
Grim, start spinning your legs. Whatever. Should arrest your rotation.
Yes, Blue. I, too, went to elementary school and learned about angular momentum. I'm trying.
300 meters to Grim.
Firing retrograde in 3, 2, ah!
Port, pull up.
Got it.
Clearing the top. Crap, small ones. Firing. Got it. Oh, great. Dorsal turret is out of ammo. I'll get to the other gun station.
Finch, no! You need to stay harnessed.
You can't fly around all these. I'm heading aft to...
Finch!
Crap! Look! Finch!
What the hell?
Impact, Grim. Finch was unharnessed and she's... I'm coming for you. Clint, I'm losing systems, Grim.
What is going on?
Like you won't see Elder Dom or that Confer tree again.
Forget about that. We have to make sure Temple got our transmission.
The missus isn't quite dead yet. Have you stopped spinning?
Almost. Why? Blue.
I'm firing the Hyacinth engines, or what's left of them. Should be able to swing her towards you.
Why?
Okay, she's on her way. I'm shutting down the missus except for basic systems. Looks like the bridge is still unhurt except for the broken windows.
Blue!
Power down.
What are you doing?
Use the last of your fuel and get to this ship. See if you can boot comms up again. I'll distract this thing. Shuttle has a few smaller missiles and one really big one.
It's been wild, Blue.
That's Commodore Blue, darn it. Thrusters at full power, missiles armed.
Give this horrible thing a good hit for me.
And for Finch, missile one away. And for Conlan, missile two away. And for Argus, missile three. And Dreadnought, missile four. Full front! Woohoo! Grim, rocks are swinging at me. This thing is all fired up now. 1.5 kilometers to surface. Look at those explosions. I hope it hurts you. Heap of slag. 1 kilometer. Come on. Come on, you stupid slag of space rock. Come at me. Come here, Conlan. This is all your fault. Mind the asteroid, you said. It'll be fun, you said. Your move, Grim. Sterta.
Farewell, Blue. Well, it's just me. I guess this is for the black box, so whoever's listening to this recording, hi, I'm Grim. I'm floating in space near the rock Sunnis 1309-91. And it's been a hell of a day. I've stopped spinning, and I can see the Hyacinth heading my way, ish, fast. The proc sensor says 1 kilometer, ish. Okay, I need to get aboard and see if I can boot up comms to see if our message went through to Temple, and make sure he releases Captain Ember. Prepping to jet. I have barely any fuel left, so if I miss, I'm not missing. There's still debris flying everywhere. Gotta time this. 650 meters. Angling. And last jet, here we go! Good burn! But I'm out. This is it. 400 meters. Looks like my angle is good. God! Damn it! Rocks again! I'm spinning out of control. I can't tell where the ship is. Well, proc sensor says I'm close. 100 meters. Come on. Come on. 70 meters. Oh, great. Looks like my proc sensor died. Along with everything else around here. I'm still spinning like crazy. Where's the damn ship? Come on. Come on. If I missed it, I swear I'm... Go! Jeez! Come on, grab it, grab it. Grab it, you idiot! Wow, that was a hard one. Black box, I'm back on the Hyacinth. You know, just FYI, not 10 meters from the bridge. Okay, I'm making my way along the hull. As far as I can tell, the ship's not under attack anymore. So, Blue's diversion worked. Looks like someone left the window open. Okay, black box, I'm inside the bridge. It's a mess in here. I don't see Captain Hines' body, so... Yeah, he was blown out into space. Poor bastard. And here's comms. Oh. Oh. Cool. B. beeps and lights and stuff. It looks like backup is powering it on. Stand by. Alright, I'm gonna plug my suit comm into this. Hang on. Ah! God! Okay, wow. Lots of alerts. Lots of gloom and doom. Life support failed. Engines down. Smithy's half blown off. That, man, I've seen all this before. Granted, not all at once. Come on, give me something I haven't... Oh. Okay, that's new. Okay. Black Box, systems are telling me... Yikes. Systems are telling me the world is ending. Alright, this is stupid. I just need to check the transmission relay. Okay, dismiss. 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 Come on. Yes, I know XO4 is suffering from hypercapnia. I just need to know if the transmission was successful. Come on. Come on. Status unknown? What do you mean, status unknown? It's a simple yes or no. You sent the damn... What's going... Okay. Okay, see? I'm not even surprised anymore. Black Box, you're probably recording this on sensors, if they still exist, but apparently the Hyacinth is moving toward the asteroid at a pretty good clip, despite the gravity being negligible. This is insane. I estimate I've only got a few mics before. Guess I'm not gonna live either. Ember. I'm sorry, everyone. The missus isn't telling me.
I say again, this is Captain Ember Roth of the MRS Corvus. Hyacinth,
Ember!
Do you copy?
Ember, I'm here. This is Hyacinth.
I hear you. Is that Grim?
Yes, it's Grim. It's me.
Hey, it's been ages. I'm still finding bits of pink paint on my old drill.
Never gonna let that go, huh?
As if.
What happened, Captain? Are you safe?
I am, and my crew. We're powering up the Corvus now. She's none the worse for wear. Meaning she runs like scrap metal. But what else is new?
Yeah, I hear that. I miss the old girl.
Hey, you left my crew. Don't forget.
I needed a change. It wasn't against you.
I know. How's Carmen treating you? Oh. Still loyal as hell?
If you only knew.
I knew you'd like him.
Almost ready, Captain.
So how'd you do it? Where do you find that kind of money?
It's complicated, but we rescued you, so we're doing good.
Who's there? Who do I have to buy beer for? I'm not rich, you know.
Just a few. Skeleton crew. Argus, Khan, Finch, Blue, some new guy, Dreadnought. Real hero, him. Yeah, they're busy, though, so they told me to say, hi.
Got it. Okay, let's go.
Listen, we're ready to leave. I gotta go be a captain again, but I will definitely talk about it soon.
Yeah.
It's a good day, Grim.
What time is it?
0005?
Then yes, it is.
All right, Captain, we gotta go.
Gotta go. See you soon.
Yeah. I'd say that was worth it.
Alas, it was to none but me, and all I've done for want of wit to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all.
The Hyacinth Disaster, written and directed by David Carlson. Argus was voiced by Teague Christie, who also made the Hyacinth model you can see on the website. Find him online at friendsinyourhead.com. Blue was voiced by Lori Carlson. Khan was voiced by David Carlson. Dreadnought was voiced by Andrew Boter Bugenis. Find him online at youtube.com/boterbug. Ember was voiced by Joanna Newton. Finch was voiced by Amanda Carlson. Grimm was voiced also by David Carlson. Station was voiced by Sergeant First Class Matthew Gomes. Temple was voiced by Chris Walker. You can find him online at zangrethardigital.ca. Find out how to spell that and more about the series on the web at davidecarlson.net/hyacinth. The whole series is available at the website and on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and podparadise.com. If you enjoyed this series, please leave a review on one of these sites and share it with anyone you can think of. If you have any questions or you want to get updates and production facts, check in on facebook.com/thehyacinthdisaster or on Reddit at r/thehyacinthdisaster or on Twitter at @themrshyacinth. And check the About page on the website to sign up for information about future projects, and if you think it's worth it, please consider donating a little to help me make more. There are some fun extras for you if you do. I'm David Carlson. This was the Hyacinth Disaster. Thanks very much for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.